That's my job. It's done. Oh, I got the clicker. Wow, welcome. What a morning already. We could just go home now, you know? But I have the joy and privilege in tackling a really big topic called faithfulness, fruit of the Spirit. Now, we've already done most of them. We only have one left, self-control. So before I forget, there's a survey on your tables that you can take home and even make copies for your family if you have any issues, and bring it back next week because they're going to talk about that, and they're going to talk a lot about conflict. Now, who doesn't have conflict in their life? Okay, no hands, so we're all there. So make sure you come back next week. Okay, let me just pray. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness to us. Show us how to be faithful to you, and just use my words, Lord, to bring that home to every person, that it's an active belief. And so we pray all these things in your name. Amen. All right, so let's see how we figure this out. Oh, oops. Actually, it's supposed to be rolling in, Josh. Doesn't have that on there. Well, anyways, okay, I'm going to start. What is faith? I'd like to hear anybody give an idea, if you were to ask, well, what is faith? Because we need to identify faith before we can talk about faithfulness. So just shout out what you think faith is. Relationship? I know, forget those words. I'm going to go back. Hold on. Okay, now you can not cheat. Other words. We have relationship. What was the other one somebody said? Trust, belief. Okay, that's unseen, very good. God, hope in God, and an unseen God. Very good, you guys, you can just give this talk. All right, so faith is a deep-seated belief in the existence of God. So we have to believe that there is a God, and actually that it radically changes your life, how you live it. Because a lot of people believe, but you can't tell. Their lives aren't any different. And I think that often can be true of a lot of us at certain times, but we want to think that belief is active. So Hebrews 11, now faith is confidence in what we hope for, assurance about what we do not see. So confidence in what we do not see. So Johnny Erickson Tada, she has some really great things to say. Faith gives substance to invisible things. But faith does more than give hard, fast reality to what which we do not see. It also makes us look differently at the visible things around us. So just think about that. How does our faith show up? Well, in hard times, is our faith strong or do we waver? And we'll talk about that. Faith is what will enable us to see God as a God of love at work through hurt and hardship in our lives. I think that's where faith shows up, when we still believe and life is hard. And that's hard. And we'll talk about how to get there. So faith and a lot involves belief and trust. So in Mexico this year, the word for the week was believe. I know Stacy was there. And they talked about how God loves us, how we have hope in our belief, and how we are forgiven. And the night that Daniel talked about forgiveness, he had kids come up and sign a cross if they felt forgiven. And as Stacy knows, oh, who's gonna come up, you know? Like, oh my gosh, all these kids came up. It was so beautiful. And then we got in a big circle and sang. So God really was working a couple weeks ago now in Mexico to show the kids what believe looks like in their lives. And it does involve trust. So I'm a stamper. And so I found this, faith. So I found this stamp just a couple weeks ago. Faith is taking shelter from the storms of life beneath the rainbow of God's promises. So I know in the bookstore there's a book on promise, all the promises of God. Sometimes we need to grasp those promises to bolster our faith. And my faith story begins in college. I went to UC Santa Barbara, yay gauchos, and Kim went there, I know. And I was raised Catholic, which was actually a good foundation, but I never knew that it was a relationship. And so when I was 18, my dad bought us an old Volkswagen bus to drive around Europe. There were three of us. And it broke down in every country but Greece. So that was our favorite country. And so, but one of the gals had already gone to UCLA, and she had become a Christian that year. So we had a lot of good conversations. And so I went to have lunch with her before my school started at UCLA, and she had her Campus Crusade leader with us for lunch. And she, Campus Crusaders are really bold. She leans forward and says, "Do you know Jesus is your personal savior?" And, you know, like, I didn't know what to say, but I didn't know that, but I said yes. Well, that really wasn't honest, but she said, "Isn't that wonderful?" And I just thought, what is she talking about? And so I went to the UC Santa Barbara and says, okay, I have to figure this out. So I met a gal from InterVarsity and started joining their club, and I also joined the crew team. And my roommate, who's very short, also joined the crew team. We wanted to lose weight. And so, ha, 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 we gained a lot of muscle. But there was a point where we had worked and learned how to row all fall, and the racing season started in the spring. And so another gal walked on, and they bumped off my roommate. And I was furious, and I was the stroke of the boat, which means everybody follows what I do. And I was so mad, I was just going to quit. And I just felt like, I don't know if that's what I should do. So I went on this run on the beach, and I just cried out to God, "What should I do? What should I do?" And I felt this amazing peace come over me. "Just stay on. I'll work it out." And I was like, wow, God heard my prayer. He cared about me. He just told me what to do. And I think that just started my faith journey on a much deeper level. I think I was going to InterVarsity Bible study once a week, but the rest of the week you couldn't tell. So that was really, I was so amazed that God gave me that peace and showed me what to do, and it did work out. So, but what does faithfulness look like? So, again, you're going to get, hello, there we go. The fruit of faithfulness is being trustworthy, steadfast, of character in the life of a believer. So it's going to start to show up that we are faithful. Those who are faithful are dependable, and we put our trust in whoever that we believe in. God is our best example. Okay, so God is faithful to us. Let's make sure we understand that God is faithful. And Deuteronomy, so there's so many verses in the Bible, I had to like take a lot of them out because it was too much. But Deuteronomy 7:9, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments." And if you just think of all the different people in the Bible, you know, Abraham, Moses, I mean, God was faithful on keeping his promises. Now, we're not that good at keeping our promises, but God is faithful to us. And God is faithful, has called you into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we need to be faithful to God. And so we have some great examples in all through the Bible. Joshua, remember, he was like going in to take over the land in Israel, and he distributed it to everybody, and he says at the end of Joshua, "Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." So he's just saying, I'm going to be faithful to God as we start this new journey. And then you remember Daniel in the lion's den. We've all heard that story with our kids. And King Darius made a new law. You've got to worship me, the king. And of course, Daniel, who knew God, still got down on his knees and prayed 3 times a day. And of course, then he had to start asking God for help because he knew he was in trouble because he was faithful. And then Hebrews 10:23, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." So these people gave us great examples. So how do we do that? Well, be a friend of Jesus. Get to know him. Talk with him. Listen to him. Get to know him in his word. Trust him. Go to him with your grief, your sadness, your anger, joy, confusion. If you read the Psalms, all these emotions are in there. You can take anything to God. He is there ready to listen. And as you get to know him, that is showing him that you are faithful to him. And pray and ask God for hunger to grow in this fruit. And allow God to form Christ in you. So the fruit of the Spirit, like all nine of them, are really supposed to change us to be like Jesus, because Jesus exhibited all those fruits. And I know I will pray, probably not every day, but often, God, give me a hunger for you. I want to know you more. I want to love you more. Show me how. And that is showing God that I want to be faithful to him. And as with producing of all the fruit, it's only possible we stay connected to Jesus, the scriptures, reading God's word, prayer, and of course worship. It's Easter this Sunday. I hope you're going to a place to worship this Sunday. And what's really important, this is like the bottom line takeaway, the Holy Spirit does the work as we surrender ourselves. And that's true of all the fruit of the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit in us that helps us grow in all these fruit. Because, you know, if we try to do it ourselves, we can't. It's all about us. But when we surrender and say, God, I need you to change me, then the Holy Spirit works on all these fruit, including faithfulness. So then we need to be faithful to each other. We have great examples. Ruth was faithful to Naomi, if you've ever read the book of Ruth. Jonathan was to David. You know, Jonathan's dad was Saul, and he kept trying to kill David, but Jonathan stood up for David. And we all know what it's like to have a faithful friend. Like, you know, like we all want to have a faithful friend. And what does that look like? Galatians 5:6. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. And so it's loving people even when it's hard. So true friends are committed and love at all times. They understand that disagreements and differences do not have to injure a friendship. In fact, true friendships are committed to not forsaking each other. And sometimes it's hard. People have different opinions. I mean, think of the politics, you know, like over here and over there, and people can't talk to each other. It's so sad. So I think we need to listen better to each other and understand, and it's okay to disagree. Okay, so our faith can waver. So what are some things that make your faith waver? Just shout them out.
Illness.
Fear.
Disappointment.
Death. Probably lots of things. Expectations that aren't getting met. You know, that definitely. And just think of when Jesus was in the boat with the disciples, and like they were freaking out with the storm, and their faith was wavering. I mean, Jesus was asleep in the boat. Come on. But they didn't think he would do anything about them going to die. So they really were struggling. And then, of course, at the crucifixion, as we think about tomorrow, who was there? Well, John was there, but nobody else. And then when he was in the trial, everybody was gone. I mean, wow, talk about not being very faithful. But the Holy Spirit hadn't come yet. So, and we have all these false hopes and expectations of the world. I don't know about you. I have high expectations for my marriage, for my kids, for friends. You know what? That makes me disappointed and my faith waver when they don't work out. So, Okay. All right. So this is a great verse to hang on to. James 1:6. But when you ask, you must believe, have faith, and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. In Mexico, we sang a song, The Lighthouse. And it's all about Jesus shining in the darkness. And, you know, then there's waves. And so we're all doing this. I mean, even I figured out the motions by the end of the week. But the kids love that song. And I think it just shows you that Jesus is the light. And he helps us in the storms.
So let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who is promised is faithful. So, being faithful to the end. Wouldn't that be great if we were faithful to the end like Paul, who said, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. And wouldn't it be great to have Jesus say, welcome home, my faithful servant. But it's hard. It's hard. But the good news, this is a great verse, Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. And that's sort of the key, is that it's a gift. Faith is a gift that we just ask for. And then the Holy Spirit comes in and strengthens our faith. And it's okay to ask every day, Lord, I need faith today to know that things are going to work out, or what the results of the test will be, or how to help this friend who's struggling. And on your sheets is a devotional from Paul Tripp that really spoke to me. And it's really a great summary of what we're talking about in faith. So what I'd like you to do is read it in your small group together and maybe discuss it. And there's some questions in there. But I've done Paul Tripp's devotional already for a year, and I'm doing it again. And today was on faith as well. So he has a lot to say about faith. So I think, gosh, that's all I really have to say. So those of you who have faith are blessed, along with Abraham, the man of faith. And so, you think of Abraham, where God gave him the promise to multiply into millions of people like grains of sand, and yet at one point God asked him to sacrifice Isaac. Like, wow. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't have faith to do that. How could God keep his promise if he's asking me to sacrifice my son? I mean, I guess Abraham thought he would rise again, but I don't know. That took a lot of faith for Abraham to do that. But the Lord blessed him, and for sure millions follow Christ today. So let's just close in prayer. Lord, today we want to see your hand in everything that happens. Give us faith to believe that every gift is from you. Help us to recognize the wonderful ways you minister to us today. Give us eyes of faith, and we shall be blessed. And increase our faithfulness. Help us hunger for you every day. Ask for your Spirit to change our hearts to be more like you, with all the fruit of the Spirit. And we pray all these things in your name. Amen. Thank you, you guys.